Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat plot tours are now underway, and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation are proud to support the work of OSU Extension to provide 27 plot locations across the wheat-producing areas of our state. OSU bred varieties, as well as those from other land-grant and private wheat breeding programs, can be viewed side-by-side, giving you the chance to see how they're each responding to growing conditions in your area. You can go and check the plots at your convenience, or you can attend one of the plot tours that are planned between now and the end of May. Call your local extension office for directions to the plot in your area and for details about that plot's tour program. The Wheat Plot Trials offer you real-time information to help you make well-informed decisions about which varieties might work best in your area. A list of the 2021 plot tours can be found at www.wheat.okstate.edu. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, cattle finally found the support they needed from significant pressure on corn prices yesterday. One day of the movement in futures contracts, though, does not indicate a change in underlying cash, but it does provide some hope feed prices may become a bit less expensive. With corn prices a bit less expensive, it may provide feedlots with some ability to hold out for higher cash prices. However, it has just been one day and may not translate yet into less expensive grain from feed suppliers. Grain prices will need to be consistently lower for an extended period. Hogs just could not follow in the same footsteps as cattle, though. Cash on the National Direct Hog Report again showed substantial weakness, down $1.48. Cutouts were also down, which added some pressure. Lower futures have not changed the trend of the market as it's solidly higher, but it does provide cause for concern. We know the market cannot move higher forever, as higher prices will eventually reduce demand. On the grains, Kansas City July wheat's trading about 3.5 cents higher early today, finding light support after falling 33.25 cents yesterday. Tuesday's weather map shows a mix of snow and rain falling in eastern Colorado and western Kansas, with beneficial rains expected throughout the southwestern and southern U.S. plains over the next week. More rains expected to follow the second week and should give winter wheat crops a timely boost as temperatures continue to warm. July corn's up 1.25 cents. Early today, a quiet start with the 7-day forecast, expecting rain in the central and southwestern corn belt, followed by a broader coverage of rain across the central U.S. next week. Late to yesterday, USDA said 67% of the corn crop was planted, the fourth fastest start in the past 12 years. Well, July soybeans are trending up about 4.5 cents early today, holding firm near its highest July prices in over 7 years, as demand remains active for the few supplies of available U.S. soybeans. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle was up 220, 118.22, August up 150 and 120.35. May feeder cattle up 372, 135.45. August up 442 yesterday, 148.70. June hogs down 75 cents at 112.10. Kansas City wheat, July was down 33.25, 703.5. July was down 33 cents, 707.5. Chicago wheat, July down 31.25 at 730.5. September down 31.25 at 731. July corn down 20.5. 7.11¾. September down 25¾ at 6.29. And July soybeans down 2¼, 15.87½. August soybeans down 8¾. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.